This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to testify before a congressional panel on Monday. The panel will examine the country's chaotic military withdrawal from Afghanistan at the end of its two-decade war. Opposition Republican lawmakers and some Democratic colleagues of President Joe Biden have attacked his handling of the withdrawal. That includes troops, American citizens, and thousands of Afghans who worked for U.S. forces as interpreters and advisors during the war. The criticism was especially pronounced after 13 U.S. service members died in a suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport in the waning days of the withdrawal. Blinken testifies Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appears on Tuesday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. North Korea is seen by analysts as possibly the country's first. North Korea carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend. That's according to a state-run television, KRT, on Monday. The test is seen by analysts as possibly the country's first such weapon with a nuclear capability. The weapon system holds strategic significance, and the missiles flew 1,500 kilometers before hitting their targets and falling into the country's territorial waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. That's according to KRT News. The latest test highlighted steady progress in Pyongyang's weapons program amid a gridlock over talks aimed at dismantling the North's nuclear and ballistic missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief. The talks have stalled since 2019. This story and more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli aircraft have struck targets in the Gaza Strip in response to a series of rocket launches out of the Hamas-ruled territory. It's the third consecutive night of fighting between the enemies. Tensions increased after last week's escape from an Israeli prison by six Palestinian inmates, as well as struggling efforts by Egypt to broker a long-term ceasefire in the wake of May's 11-day war. The Israeli military reported three separate rocket launches late on Sunday and early Monday, saying at least two of them were intercepted by its rocket defenses. In response, it said it attacked a number of Hamas targets. No casualties have been reported on either side. Pope Francis is cracking jokes and clearly enjoying the enthusiasm of Slovakia on his first full day in the country. The pontiff arrived at the presidential palace and later at the capital's St. Martin Cathedral, looking rested and energized on the second day of his four-day pilgrimage. It's his first international outing since undergoing intestinal surgery in July. Francis quipped, "I'm still alive," when asked Monday by an Italian journalist how he was feeling. The 84-year-old Francis has been recovering after having 33 centimeters of his colon removed for what the Vatican said was severe narrowing of his large intestine. Outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right party has maintained its position as the strongest party in a northern German state. The elections in Lower Saxony took place 2 weeks before a national election in which the party is struggling in polls. Sunday's elections for local councils in Lower Saxony in Germany's northwest may offer the Christian Democratic Union some cheer, even though such votes are very limited significance for the national picture. Nationwide polls currently show the CDU slightly behind the center-left Social Democrats. The three candidates for chancellor faced off Sunday night in the second of three televised debates. Britain's health ministry announced Sunday that it would reverse its decision to require vaccine passports for Britons entering nightclubs and bars. Health Minister Sajid Javid said that the idea had been shelved but would be reconsidered if rates of COVID-19 increase substantially. Britain is expected to announce this week its plans for inoculating 12 to 15-year-old youngsters in the battle against the virus. The vaccine campaign will likely start later this month. Vietnam is speeding up its vaccination program as it attempts to loosen coronavirus lockdown restrictions in major cities by the end of September, that according to the government Monday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.